We read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 42 that the Lord Jesus is actually giving authentication and about the historical accuracy of this story as the queen visits the king. She's very wealthy and she lives and rules in what is now Ethiopia. King Solomon reigned in Jerusalem. And not only was he wealthy and powerful, but he was also very wise. And in between Jerusalem and Ethiopia, there was that trade route. And people would travel by sea and by camel caravan. And this would be the main sort of route. And as we see in Matthew's Gospel, the Lord Jesus is saying, this is true, and this is an accurate account of what actually happened. There was considerable commercial activity along these routes from Jerusalem to Ethiopia, and there was activity in fragrant spices and precious stone and gold. And along this caravan route, the queen traveled to visit the king. And as we consider this story this evening, I want us to notice the steps that that we take when we dedicate ourselves to the Lord Jesus, the one who is greater than Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find in him all that we need for time and eternity, because the Bible says, does it not, that in Christ we are complete. We have all that we need in him. So the first thing I want to underline is the listening. Verse 1 tells us that she heard of the fame and the wisdom and the riches of King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4. We're not told how she heard this. Certainly she didn't get an email about it, and she didn't sort of hear it on the television, because all of those things were not around. But presumably someone came down from the north, whether it was by land or sea or camel, we don't know, and they told her about the king. And she listened. Listening is the first step for spiritual blessing, isn't it? And we see in John chapter 5 and verse 24, whoever hears my words and believes on him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. What an amazing blessing that has been in our lives, as God caused us to listen and hear the truth. And again, we know that famous verse in Romans chapter 10. Consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the words about Christ. Have you heard of the love of God in Christ? Have you heard about the fame of the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Yes, we all have. And what a responsibility is placed upon our shoulders to listen to him and to listen to his word. That's why we need to read his word daily, isn't it? That's why we need to hide it in our hearts. That's why we need to spend much time in his word, listening to what he has to say to us. Listening is so very, very important, and it's a responsibility each one of us has. And we can come under so much blessing as we read his word, as we listen to what he's saying to us. We are so richly blessed. And we've got an opportunity to respond to that and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can listen to your word. Listening was an important part, but also doing. Verse 2 tells us she came to Jerusalem with a great caravan, with camels and spices and gold and precious stones. What a sight that must have been. you know, we had that glimpse earlier on in that photograph. What an amazing sight this was. It was certainly a hazardous journey and a long journey for the royal party. And, you know, when royalty moves about in this country or overseas, it's an amazing entourage, it's an amazing sight to be seen. You know, sort of the royalty in one car and then sort of hundreds of others following to do all their roles for a VIP visit. It was no different in these days. A sight to behold, this hazardous journey along. But the journey, any journey, in fact, is worthwhile if it brings us in touch with the King. Now, however long and hazardous and difficult this journey was for the Queen, she was prepared to make it because she would come in touch with the King. And certainly, we need to make sure that we understand that spending time worshipping Him together, it's going to be worth it because it gets us in touch with the King. The sad thing is that many people today listen, maybe, and they hear about Him, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but they don't come to His invitation and don't follow His invitation to come for that blessing. Wasn't it encouraging this morning to hear Lee's testimony, you know, from such a great way off, that the Lord had blessed him and touched him. So he listened, he heard, and he was prepared to do something, like come in repentance and faith. A long journey that has been in such a short period of time, and how the Lord has blessed in a wonderful and thrilling way. And certainly Matthew 11 tells us, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I think the longer we've been on the Christian path, I think we lose something of the wonder of what God has been doing and has done in our life, where He saved us from. Think about, where would you be this evening apart from the grace of God? Where would we be in our life if God hadn't caused us to listen, and then He had caused us to do something like come to Him in repentance and faith and obey His invitation? Where would we be? We certainly wouldn't be blessed in the way we are, and we certainly wouldn't have the guarantee that He gives us. Look at John chapter 6 and verse 37. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. He hasn't driven us away. And what we need to say is, thank you, Lord Jesus. And what a privilege tonight to be able to come and say thank you that we were listening. Thank you that you caused us to do something, come to you in repentance and faith. Still, there are people around who hear, but they certainly do not respond. They still will not come. And it is true that there are so many who have heard about a wonderful Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that He will meet all their needs, but still they will not come. The Queen opened her heart to the King, verse 2. She brought all her problems to Him. And we can turn in our time, and we can turn to the Lord. We can turn all our needs over to Him because He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Look at John 6 and verse 68. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Aren't we blessed in an amazing and wonderful way that we have such a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? We want to spend time tonight just saying thank you, Lord Jesus, that you caused us to listen and then do something like come in repentance and faith. And there's that seeking is important as well, isn't it? Verse 3 tells us that whatever she asked the King, whatever she asked Solomon, he was ready to give an entirely satisfactory answer. And that's absolutely true of the Lord Jesus today. Look at Colossians 2. In Him, and verse 3. In him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He is the one who will give us an authoritative answer to all the questions and solutions to our problems. It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean that he's going to take them away, but it does mean that the King, the Almighty Creator God, is with us and to help us and to bless us as we seek his blessing and as we seek his answers to different situations. We can just run through one or two of them, and there are many, many others. Acts chapter 13 and verse 38 says that we can come to him for forgiveness of sins. And we have our sins forgiven in the blood of the Lord Jesus. And again, the longer we become Christians, the more blasé we become about the fact that we've been born again and our sins have been washed away. That's a great thing. And let's never lose the wonder of the fact that our sins are forgiven. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's why we need to come to him again and again and again and again. And he forgives us as we seek his face. What a blessed people we are. And then Acts 16, 31. There are many other verses that you could look at and underline. But it tells us there what we must do to be saved. And then John 6:37, that we can be sure that we will receive and he will receive us as we come to him. He'll never turn us away. He's waiting to bless us as we seek his face. Let's seek his face more, because he'll never turn us away and we will receive of him. And 1 John 1:7, that we're cleansed from all our sin. What an amazing step that is. And then you'll see the queen. She saw something in the king. She acknowledged something very wonderful. She saw his wisdom. And as we spend much time in secret with the Lord Jesus, according to Ephesians 2, we will see his wisdom. And he'll help us in any and every given situation. She saw his house. And I wonder if we have recognized the wonder of the house that our King is building. Heaven is a wonderful place. And it's for you and for me one day. And she saw all the table laden with good things. And according to the psalmist, he's blessed us, hasn't he? Again and again, given us all that we need. And she saw the burnt offerings he made, Hebrews chapter 10. When the queen saw all of this, verse 5, she was overcome with great humility, wasn't she? Seeing the Lord will always result in great humility, that I am nothing, but he is everything, and we cannot do anything without him. Look at Job, for example, and that will remind us of the situation that Job was in, seeking the Lord, and the result was a deep humiliation for him. Verse 4, Job 40, I am unworthy, he said. How can I reply? I put my hands over my mouth. Or again in Isaiah 6 and verse 5, woe to me, I cried. I am in ruins, and for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips. But my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. A fresh vision of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, will cause us to humble ourselves before him and say, why should he choose me? Why has he chosen us from the foundation of the world? The wonder of it. And as we seek his face more, we will understand how blessed we really are. And then there's some talking done. Look at these verses in 1 Kings 10, 6 to 9, for example. And as those who have come to the Lord Jesus, as those who have trusted him as their Lord and Savior, the same can be said of us, can it not, in these verses here. She said, the report I heard, it's true. And certainly John 4 tells us that we've heard for ourselves about the wonder of the Savior of the world. It's true. He's given us his word. And she said, she said that I did not believe until I came and saw. And this is the same with us, isn't it? We had so many questions and we didn't believe until we came and had that vision and that encounter and began to talk to the Lord Jesus. When we saw him in his glory and his majesty, then we realized it's true. And you ask me how I know it's true. He lives within my heart. And then she said, not even the half has been told. And, you know, the amazing way that God has blessed us over the years, and as we've talked to him and he's talked to us, as we seek his face, as we're doing what he tells us to and spending time listening to him, we don't know the half, do we, of what he is doing and can do for us. Verse 8, the king's servants. Did the king's servants have something that she didn't have? And we can come and realize that all that we need is in the Lord Jesus. Let's spend time talking to him, thanking him, and praising him. Because all those who belong to Christ, we can experience this. And something that non-Christians will never experience outside of Christ. We are so blessed as we talk and spend time with our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And then finally, there is action. Verse 10, gold, spices, precious stone, all in abundance. Most of us can never give the Lord Jesus, such valuable gifts like gold, spices, or precious stone. But we all have something of even greater value, our lives. We can give him our all. Give it all back to him. He gave it to us in the first place. And Mark chapter 8, verse 36 says, what's the good if we gain the whole world and forfeit our own soul? And as we've given him our soul, let's give him our life. Love, so amazing, demands my soul, my life, my all. I wonder if tonight action could take place here as we say, love, so amazing, shall have my soul, my life, my all. Verse 11 and 12 certainly demands that from us. And then 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For Christ's love, when we think of what he's done for us, when we think of Calvary, when we think of the presence and the indwelling of his Holy Spirit, all that we need, surely it's given to us out of love. And now the love of Christ is the thing that convinces us, and because he died for us and lives for us. And after she'd given those amazing, generous gifts to the king, verse 13 tells us what the king gave her. And isn't it true? We can never outgive the Lord. Somebody said that he's got a bigger shovel than we have. Isn't that true? It's so often the case. And we've proved it here, haven't we? In so many ways. Especially in practical terms with the building. You know, we kept giving to the Lord and he keeps giving to us. How wonderful and blessed we are. And we see verse 13, what the king gave her. He gave, look at it there, all she desired. And Psalm 37, verse 4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. What is your desire for him? To give him more, to honor him more, to yield all to him, and to serve him. He'll give you the desire of your heart. And then what else happened? She had the desire of her heart. The king also gave her all she asked for. That's amazing, isn't it? And look at John 14 and verse 13 and 14. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. What an amazingly blessed people we are, that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is giving us so much. And then also he gave her of his royal bounty. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And my God will meet all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. What an amazing salvation we have. What an amazing Savior we have, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And how wonderfully satisfied the Queen was, and how wonderfully blessed we are in Christ, all because of Jesus and the cross.